Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for joining me this morning here in the studios of Apostle Larry Bard Truth Ministries Network broadcast. I thank you for joining me this morning as we begin to do another show, another episode. This morning we're dealing with HS Forum Projects, and we're going to be talking about the supernatural dimension of God. We're going to talk about the supernatural. That's what we're going to be dealing with this morning. You know, I like to start out each show, I like to do a little praise and a little worship before we get into the word. So let's begin. God, you are holy. God, you are righteous. God, we praise your name. We magnify your name. We exalt your name. We lift you up, Lord God, because you are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. There is none other like thee. There is none that can compare to thee. There are none that can go before thee. Because you are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be exalted. You are worthy to be magnified and lifted up. We praise your name. We exalt your name in the heights and in the heavens, Lord God. We give praise and glory to the name of the Lord God. God, let the heavens praise you. Let the earth praise you. Let the mountain praise you. Let the stars praise you. Let the moon praise you. Let everything that has breath praise and magnify your holy name. For you alone are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be exalted. You are worthy to be magnified. You are worthy to be lifted up. We praise your name. We magnify your name. We exalt your name, Lord God. We give you praise. We give you praise in the heavens. We give you praise in the heights. Let everything that has breath begin to praise your name. Magnify your name. Exalt your name. And lift up your name, Lord God. We give praise and glory to your name. For your name alone is holy, it is righteous, and it is true, and there is no other God like unto thee. Psalms 117 says, oh, praise the Lord, all you nations. Praise him, all you people, for his mercy, for kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. Let everything that has breath gives him what? Praise. For he's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be exalted. He's worthy to be magnified. He's worthy to be lifted up. He's worthy to be praised. And we praise him. We praise the Lord. We praise the Lord. We praise the Lord for his wonderful acts, for his loving kindness, for his mercy and grace. We give praise unto the name of the Lord. Psalms 150 says, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his firmness of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sounds of the trumpet. Praise him with psalms and harp. Praise him with tremble and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbal. Praise him upon the high cymbal. Let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. And then Psalms 149 said, praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song and his praise in the congregation of the saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in their dance. Let them sing praises unto him with the tremble and the harp. For the Lord take pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Oh, we give praise unto his name. We praise him. We praise him. We're going to do one more. We're going to do one more. And I love this one, Psalms 148. It says, praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heaven. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, ye him, all his angels. Praise you him, all his hosts. Praise ye him, the sun and the moon. Praise you him, all the stars of light. Praise him, ye heavens of heavens, ye waters that be above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord for the command, for he commanded and they were created. He also established them forever and ever, has made a decree which shall not be passed. Praise ye the Lord from the earth, ye dragons and all deeps, fire and hail, snow and vapor, stormy wind, fulfilling his word. Mountains and all hills, fruit trees and cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl, kings of the earth and all people, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maiden, old men and children, let them praise the the name of the Lord is excellent. His glory is above the earth and the heavens. He also exalted the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints, even of the children of Israel, a people near unto him. Praise ye the Lord. What do? We praise God. We praise his name. We praise his holy name. We praise his mighty name, for he's worthy to be praised. The Lord God is worthy to be praised, worthy to be magnified, worthy to be exalted and lifted up. In the book of Revelation, as we begin to worship him, we turn in the book of Revelation and we begin to read. Revelation 1, chapter 1, we start at verse 10. I was in the spirit of the Lord and heard him behind me a great voice as of a trumpet. I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. What thou seest, write it in the book and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia and Ephesus, unto Samaria, unto Pergamos, unto Thyatira, unto Sardis, and unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea. And I turned to see the voice that spoke with me, and turned, and I saw seven gold candlesticks, and in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one likened unto the Son of Man, clothed with a girdle down to the foot, and a girdle about the paps of a golden girdle, and a girdle about the paps of the golden girdle. His head and his hair were white like wool, as white as snow. His eyes were like a flame of fire. His feet like unto fine brass, as if they had been burned in a furnace, and his voice has the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shining in his strength. And when I saw him, I fell to his feet as dead, and he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and he that was dead. I behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. Ooh, listen at that. Write these things which thou seen, and these things which thou shalt be hereafter. The mystery of the seven stars which thou saw in my right hand, and the seven gold candlesticks, the seven stars, the angels of the seven churches, and the seven candlesticks which thou saw are the seven churches. Oh, we're talking about supernatural dimensions today. We're talking about God's supernatural dimension. The place where God died is a supernatural dimension. Oh, yes. And that's what we're talking about this morning. His place of supernatural dimension. As we worship him, worshiping God in the supernatural, worshiping him in spirit and in truth, worshiping him out of our spirit and truth, because he is a supernatural God. He's the God of spirit and fire, and we worship him, and we adore him, and we magnify him. Oh God, oh God, oh God, we worship you, we magnify you, we adore you, we lift up your name, we give you praise, for you are worthy to be praised, you are worthy to be magnified, you are worthy to be exalted. You are worthy to be lifted up. Oh, God. Oh, King Jesus. Oh, Lord of Lords. Oh, supernatural God. You are worthy. You are worthy. Oh, God. You are Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Oh, God. You are Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. That's why we worship you. We worship you. We worship you, the holy God of spirit and fire. That's why we worship you. We worship you, the holy God of spirit and fire. Oh God, you are Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Oh God, you are, yes, you are. You are Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. That's why we worship you, we worship you, we worship you, God of spirit and fire, the God of spirit and fire, God of spirit and fire. That's why we worship you, we worship you, we worship you. The God of spirit and fire. The God of spirit and fire. The God of spirit and fire. That's why we worship you, we worship you, we worship you. The God of spirit and fire. You're the God of spirit and fire. The God of spirit and fire. Oh God, you are Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Oh God, you are Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. That's why we worship you, we worship you, we worship you. The God of spirit and fire. The God of spirit and fire. The God of spirit and fire. That's why we worship you, we worship you, we worship you. The God of spirit and fire. The God of spirit and fire. The God of spirit and fire. That's why we worship you, we worship you, we worship you. You're the God of spirit and fire. You're the God of spirit and fire. You're the God of spirit and fire. You're holy. So holy. You're so holy. You're so holy. That's why we worship you, we worship you, we worship you. The God of spirit and fire. The God of spirit and fire. The God of spirit and fire. Cause you're holy, you're holy, you're holy. You're so holy. You're so holy. You're so holy. That's why we worship you, we worship you, we worship you. The God of spirit and fire. The God of spirit and fire. The God of spirit and fire. See, he's the God of spirit, and he's the God of fire. He's the God of spirit, and he's the God of fire. As we read Revelation, he said, I'm Alpha and I'm Omega. I'm the first and I'm the last. I'm the beginning and I'm the end. But we also know he's a consuming fire. He's the God of spirit and fire. Oh God, you are Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Oh God, you are. Yes, he is. Guess who he is? He's Alpha and Omega. He's the first and the last. He's the beginning and the end. That's why we worship you, we worship you, we worship you. The God of spirit and fire. The God of spirit and fire. The God of spirit and fire. That's why we worship you, we worship you, we worship you. The God of spirit and fire. The God of spirit and fire. The God of spirit and fire. You're so holy, holy, holy. The God of spirit and fire. The spirit and fire. The God of spirit and fire. You're so holy, holy, holy. The God of spirit and fire. The God of spirit and fire. The God of spirit and fire. He's so holy, holy, holy. The God of spirit and fire. The God of spirit and fire. The God of spirit and fire. He is holy, holy, holy. The God of spirit and fire. The God of spirit and fire.
the God of spirit and fire. You're so holy, holy, holy. God of spirit and fire. The God of spirit and fire. The God of spirit and fire. It's holy, holy, holy. God of spirit and fire. God of spirit and fire. The God of spirit and fire. It's so holy, holy, holy. God of spirit and fire. The God of spirit and fire. God of spirit and fire. It's holy, holy, holy. God of spirit and fire. God of spirit and fire. God of spirit and fire. Holy, holy, holy. God of spirit and fire. God of spirit and fire. God of spirit and fire. Holy, holy, holy. God of spirit and fire. God of spirit and fire. God of spirit and fire. He's so holy, holy, holy. He's so holy, holy, holy. He's so holy, holy, holy. Oh, he's so holy, holy, holy. He's the first and the last, beginning and the end. He's the first and the last, beginning and the end. He's Alpha and Omega, first and the last, beginning and the end, beginning and the end. The first and the last, first and the last. He's the first and the last, he's the first and the last. Alpha and Omega, first and the last, beginning and the end, beginning and the end. Alpha and Omega, first and the last, beginning and the end. He's the beginning and the end. He's the beginning and the end. Somebody say hallelujah. He's the first and the last. He's the beginning and the end. God is the first and the last. He is the beginning and he is the end. He abides in a supernatural dominion. Supernatural dominion. There are things in the supernatural dominion. As we read here, we see Christ Jesus abiding in a supernatural dominion or dimension. It's supernatural. In that supernatural dimension, we see spirit and fire. We see the supernatural presence of Christ Jesus. We see things there that we do not see here. So when God came down on Mount Sinai in spirit and fire, said the top of Mount Sinai was like a consuming fire. And with the pillars of black smoke and fire, and the sounds of trumpet, and his voice sounding like multitudes of waters as he was speaking from the top of Mount Sinai. What happened there? There was a dimensional shift. The natural state of Mount Sinai, the natural atmosphere around Mount Sinai, the natural holiness of Mount Sinai was altered, because now God brings his dimension onto Mount Sinai, and God abides in a supernatural dimension. And in that supernatural dimension of God, we see the supernatural spirit, which brings the supernatural presence of God. And when you see the supernatural presence of God, which is being manifest and brought by his supernatural spirit, you have a supernatural changing of atmospheres. The atmosphere now has become a supernatural atmosphere. And in that supernatural atmosphere, now you have supernatural power, supernatural authority, supernatural dominion, supernatural miracles, supernatural signs and wonders. Now you have the presence of supernatural healing, supernatural deliverance, supernatural breakthrough, supernatural miracles. Now the supernatural has transformed or altered the natural. So when Jesus would go into places, being filled of the supernatural spirit of God and carrying with him the ability to change atmospheres into a supernatural place of miracles, when Jesus would go into cities or into places and he would stand and minister, he would begin to release the supernatural, and there would be a shifting and a changing of the atmosphere. It was natural before he got there, but once he got there and began to minister in the supernatural, teach in the supernatural, and manifest the healing power of God in the supernatural, there was a shifting, or you can say a change, in the dimensional of the atmosphere. Right then and there, it became a supernatural dimension. And in that atmosphere, and anyone who was standing in that sphere or who was in that atmosphere with Jesus received healings and miracles. Those that believe, the presence of healing was there. The presence for deliverance was there. The presence for breakthrough was there. The presence for miracle signs and wonders was there. Whatever they needed to happen, it was there. Because when Jesus began to minister, began to worship and pray and whatever, he created a dimensional shift. You see it on Mount Sinai. When God came down on Mount Sinai, what you have is the kingdom of God coming down. Now, God abides in a supernatural place. We have to understand that. He dwells in a supernatural dimension, and there are supernatural beings there. There are supernatural things there. God has, he has glory that's around him on the throne, like a rainbow of many colors, fire, thunder, and lightning, fire flowing from his throne. It's just a lot of supernatural things. Before him is a crystal sea, and then 24 elders sitting on throne, and then beast with wings and eyes, and cherubim angels, and cherubim angels, and seraphims, and host of angels. There's a lot of supernatural things going on in the kingdom of God. Now, in the direct atmosphere of God, because God's throne is high up on a mountain, and his glory surrounds the mountain. That's right. What you see in Mount Sinai is what you see in Revelation. He sits on a mountain throne, and surrounding that mountain is a rainbow of many colors, but thundering and lightning. See? So, one minute they looked at Mount Sinai and it was a mountain. The next time they looked at Mount Sinai, there were pillars and clouds of thick clouds, bright clouds, rolling over each other, filled with thunder and lightning and flashing and fire. And smoke was prevailing from the top of the mountain, and there was a voice sounding like the multitudes and the clashings of waters, and there were trumpets blowing. It was a supernatural change. God brought his supernatural dimension down onto Mount Sinai. And that's why he said, now this is holy ground. It's the same thing when God called Moses in Exodus 3. And Moses went up, and God told him to come here. And Moses saw the burning bush. And God said, take your shoes off, because now you're on holy ground. So we see that when God moves in and change atmospheres and create a supernatural dimension so that miracles and deliverance and breakthroughs and signs and wonders can flow, he also changes it to holy ground. When the church is filled with the Spirit of God, even in Solomon's time, he talked about how the priests went in and the 5,000 musicians, and they were worshiping and praising God. And he said the glory of God came down in a cloud, and it came down and it filled the temple, and they couldn't stand in there. The glory was too strong. The presence of God, the fire, the Spirit of God went into the temple and filled it, and it was such a power. It was such a shifting of the dimensions. It was such a changing of the dimensions that they ran out of the temple because they could not stay in the saturation of the presence of the fire and the Spirit of God. They ran out. And it said the temple was filled that day with the glory of God. Now, it was filled with the glory of God. So that day the temple was filled with the glory of God. But we see something. Before they went in, it was a normal atmosphere. When they got through worshiping, all 5,000 of them on one accord, praising and worshiping on one accord in same spirit, singing and praising, God came down in his glory. The Spirit of God filled the place. And with the Spirit of God came the fire, came the anointing, came deliverance, came healing, came breakthrough, came miracle, came signs and wonders, also the prophetic and the apostolic. The place was filled with such power, such authority, such dominion. The place was filled with the Spirit of God. The men ran out of the temple and left their instruments because they could not stand in the presence of the Almighty. So we see that even there was a shifting and alteration of the dimension. We see it in the book of Matthew, Mark, and Luke with Jesus as he went down to Peter's mama's mother's house, and I hope I'm saying that right. He went there, and we saw he ministered to a multitude of people outside. Why? Why was there? Because as he begins to pray and worship and speak the word and begin to release that supernatural, it created an atmosphere for the people to get healed, for them to get delivered, for them to get broke, for breakthroughs, miracle signs, and wonders. Some churches you go to, you experience breakthroughs, miracle signs, and wonders. You get healed, you get delivered. Some churches you go to, some churches you visit or go to, you don't experience nothing. You don't get no breakthrough, you don't get no miracle, you don't get no healing. You just saw pastor up there squalling and spitting on everybody, and then they took up off and they went home. But then there are some churches you go to, people lay it all out on the floor, people are getting healed, the crippled are walking, the deaf are talking. That's right, the lame are being healed, the deaf are hearing, the crippled are getting up. You're seeing all kind of miracles, all kind of signs, all kind of wonders. You're seeing breakthroughs, you're seeing people get healed, you're seeing people get out of wheelchairs, you're seeing, and you say, my God, what is going on in this place? There is a dimensional shift. Yes, it's a church, but it's filled with the Spirit of God. Yes, it is a church on Broad Street, but it's filled with the anointing, the power, the dominion, the authority, the supernaturalness of God. The atmosphere has become supernatural. And because it is supernatural, now healing is there, deliverance is there, breakthrough is there, miracles are there, signs and wonders are there, the prophetic is there, the apostolic is there. There is going to be great deliverance in that place because God has sent his Spirit in. I'm Apostle Larry C. Barnes.
And today we're talking about God's supernatural dimension. God abides in a place called eternity, which is a supernatural place. For a God who says he's Alpha and Omega, he's the first and the last, he's the beginning and the end, the earth can't hold him. He has to abide in a place that has no beginning and no end. He is a supernatural being with no beginning and no end. So God can't abide in the earth because the earth has a beginning and it has an end. The earth can't contain God. So God has to abide in a place called eternity, which is a supernatural dwelling place for God. Eternity is God's dwelling place because eternity has no beginning and it has no end. Time does not govern eternity. See, you have to understand something as I close here. Time does not govern God. God is the creator of time. God put everything in its place in time. But time does not govern God. God can move in and out of time whenever he get ready. That's why he was the God in the 18th century. That's why he was in the 17th century. That's why he was in AD. That's why he was at the beginning of the world. That's why God has been in every century. Why? Because he's Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the end. He's the first and the last. Everything else will fade away, but God will still be here. He said, heaven and earth might fade away. He said, heaven and earth will fade away, but my word will stand. So we see that first and last paradox. We see something. We see that time does not govern God. Because if time would govern God, he couldn't move from dimension to dimension. If time had authority over God, he couldn't be in the 17th century and the 16th. He couldn't be in AD. He couldn't have been back there with God's time. He couldn't have been back there with the Roman Empire. And he couldn't have been in all these dimensions and time zones and all these things. God couldn't have been in none of these things if he was controlled by time. Let me show you what I'm talking about real quick and we'll get out of here. The king Caesar and the Caesars and the kings during the Roman Empire, are they ruling and reigning now? King David was governed by time. King David had his time. Is King David running things now? No. See what I'm saying? Genghis Khan had his time trying to conquer the world. Is Ghana Khan, if I'm saying his name right, is that cat living now? No. Hitler was a bad boy. Did some terrible things. Trying to rule the world during his time. But is Hitler doing it now? This is not Hitler time. So everything has been put in its place and time. The only thing that time does not govern is God. Angels can fly in and out of time. That's right. Angels been with God forever. They are not governed by time. Eternity has no beginning and end, so you can't govern it by time. You can't put a time to it because it has no beginning and it has no end. So you cannot put a time on God. That's why he's the same God today, tomorrow, and forevermore. That's why he's first and last. He's the beginning and the end. Because he's not governed by time. See, you would know my beginning. You know, if I told you the day I was born, you know my beginning. And when they died and put it on my tombstone, you know my end. See, I and you and me and you and they, people of the world, we're governed by time because we was put in the belt of time. So we're governed by time. We have only a little time to do whatever it is we're going to do because God will resurrect us into eternity. But right now we are governed by time. That's why he said, I'm Alpha and Omega. I'm the first and last. I'm the beginning and the end. What that clarifies and set in motion is, I am the creator of time. I put everything in its perfect time, but I myself sit above time. I am not in the, they call it lifespan, time span. I'm not in that. You can't put me in that. See, I move in and out of it. I was in the beginning with Adam and Eve. I will be in the end. I was there with David. I was at the Roman Empire.
I saw Ghana's tongue. I've been through all the empires, all the pharaohs. I've been here a long time. I've been in and out of centuries at my own free will. I can come and see you right now, or I can leave. I can do whatever I want to because I'm not governed by the paradox of time and space. I can bring my dimension. I can come to your world right now and land on a mountain and change the atmosphere of it. Mm-hmm. I can change dimensions. I can create portals into your world. I can close portals because I'm not governed by your world. Your world operates because of me. Oh, this is Apostle Barge praying, talking, and ministering here. My time is up. And we are talking about Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Just teaching you real quick why God says that, because that declares that he rules over, he's the ruler and the creator of time. Me and you have a beginning and an end. A day we are born and a day we'll die. Solomon said there's a time to everything. Time to live, time to die, time to be born, time to be buried. See, that's time. See, everything in the earth is governed by time. Springtime, fall time, wintertime, seasons and times. He said, those things, see, those things are like bands around the earth. We're governed by time. But God and the angels are not governed by time. They move in and out of time. So that's the understanding of the supernatural dimension. We're going to get some more into this. I have to come back and do a part two, I will, because this is very good. And you have to understand this part before you can understand the kingdom of God on the earth. The kingdom of God on the earth is the supernaturalness of God moving on the earth. And let me say that again. The kingdom of God manifesting itself on the earth is the supernaturalness of God and the supernatural ability, the supernatural power, the supernatural healing, supernatural deliverance, supernatural breakthrough, missions and assignments of God moving through the earth. Doing his will. This is Apostle Larry C. Barge. I'd like to thank you for joining me here in the studios today. Join me next Wednesday at 9 o'clock. That's when we normally do these shows. This was an offset show. But join me next Wednesday at 9 o'clock for another episode, another show here on Apostle Larry Barge Truth Ministries Broadcasting Network. As we deal with different things, four different shows dealing with a whole array of different topics and subjects. So join me next Wednesday, 9 o'clock a.m., for another power-packed show here on Apostle Larry Barnes Truth Ministries. Thank you. Bye-bye.